Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Truth is Out, the Voice of the People. And our guest has just called in. Before I bring him on, I just want to say hello to our co-host, Scarlett. How are you?
I'm good. Weather's bothering me a little, but otherwise I'm good. How are you?
All right. And I just had it go offline, went back online to make sure our guest got the right number. And he's here. Let me introduce you to a gentleman who is running for Broward County Committee Man. He is out there. He is a fighter, and he is exposing the corruption here in Breck. Let me introduce you to one Andrew Breck. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Karma. Thank you so much for having me on today, and I look forward to talking about my candidacy, why I'm running, and why the Republicans of Broward County should vote for me and exterminate the current Breck Committee that has failed the leadership of Broward.
I know you've got a lot of issues going on. We're going to get to the nitty-gritty. Over the last few days and weeks, we've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of information about different things, and I'm glad you're on because this way you can explain to our listeners exactly what's going on with Breck and why you're running for committee man. Go ahead.
Great. Well, you know, I was very happy not being a true Republican in Broward County, working, being boots on the ground, door knocking, sign waving, getting the president's message and the government governor's message out. I got really distressed in April 18th when Breck sent out an email to the membership list encouraging everybody to do mail-in ballots and that the president was supporting mail-in ballots. Number one, That was an absolute lie. The president does not support mail-in ballots on the whole. He does not trust the integrity of mail-in ballots and thinks it would be a total disaster. Then also the attorney general agrees with that. I called them out on that, and they said I was spreading false rumors, and I wasn't. And I sent the committee several videos of where the president says he does not want mail-in ballots. This is just one of the many, many, many anti-Trump Republican things that the Breck Organization is doing.
I hear there are other things going on. I hear that you have other issues with Breck, particularly Richard DiNapoli, which for clearance and disclosure, Richard and I don't get along for other reasons. I know him since 2009, and everything he touches turns to crap for the most part. But I did give him credit for 2018 because the model of getting out the vote, which got DeSantis and Rick Scott elected, worked here in Broward, and we did pick up extra votes. We got people out there with the persistence on the internet and stuff like that. But overall, there's a lot of corruption involved. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, and I was on another broadcast, and the host brought me on and said she's been waiting to see what Richard DiNapoli is going to do. What has happened? Yes, both the committee man and the committee woman who are running are going to toot their own horns that they went from 12% to 16% or 18%, whatever the percentage was. However, in 2016, they not one city in Broward County, north, south, east, or west of the county, voted for President Trump. President Trump did not carry one city in Broward County. That is a lack of leadership. Number two, there is no reason whatsoever that Governor DeSantis won by 30,000 votes, and Rick Scott barely squeaked through. They will come and say it's because we got the other 2 or 3%, which was 10,000 votes, is what Governor Rick Scott won, Senator Scott won by. But the problem is that many, 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 many things. And I'll start with this upcoming primary election. We have over 20 Democrats who are running unopposed. Unopposed. When in fact, we have over 250,000 registered Republicans in Broward County. The lack of leadership, starting from the chairman all the way down to the state committee men and women, have done nothing to recruit and get people to run for these offices. That is their job, not photo ops. They are supposed to get Republicans to run for these offices, and they haven't. And again, in the month of June, they lost 2,200 Republican voters.
That's ridiculous. You know, that's ridiculous because we actually have people out there that are trying to do and get people to switch from Democrat to Republican, like hashtag Walkaway and other organizations, and they've been pretty successful.
Right.
But I agree with you as far as Breck's concerned, and I want to say Luck cannot do it all by himself. And
God bless Luck. He's doing a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got to tell you something, Sarma. I was at a Republican function last night with Americans for Trump, and it was the District 22 Congressional Forum. Where were the Republican Breck leadership? George Mariotis
wasn't there. There wasn't any.
There was nobody from Breck there.
Where's the leadership?
Why are they not out supporting? You know, they claim to have raised over my opponent claims to have raised over $500,000. Where is that money? He can't explain where it is. It is not going to the candidates who are running, the congressional candidates or the state committee people, or George Navarini, who's running for state Senate. Where is this money going?
I have no idea, and that's the problem.
That's a huge problem.
I agree with you. That's a problem.
It's a huge problem. And then we have Richard DiNapoli. And everything I'm going to say to you, Joe and Sharma, is all documented and is proven fact and true. My opponent will shove it off and say, oh, that's not true, that's not true. When the fact of the matter, it is true. The current state committee man has sold the Republican voter registration list to the Democrats for $500. Number two, the chairman of BREC has come out and formally endorsed my opponent when, in fact, it is a violation of the oath code that they all signed with the Republican Party of Florida. And I've called the Republican Party of Florida and asked for Mr. Moriarty to be removed immediately and for Richard to be taken off the ballot for minor violations. Now, what your listeners might not know is that we have a grievance committee with the Republican Party of Florida. Guess who's the chairman of that committee? My opponent. And we cannot file grievances because they go into the shredder. My opponent has lied time and time again.
Isn't
when he has tried
supposed
to, run...
to step down from that post?
I'm sorry, step down from what post?
From the grievance committee because he's running for a seat. Isn't that a conflict?
Absolutely, and that is one of the grievances. And when I've talked to the RPOS...
So let me ask you. I got a question.
Yeah.
Who's the head
sure.
of the Republican, whatever it's called, of Florida?
Joe Gruter.
And what's his story?
I was going to get into that, but he's also an anti-Trumplican and not a Republican.
Okay,
he's a Bush Republican.
Okay, so let's go over his head. Who's above him?
The governor. And Governor DeSantis is fully aware of the shenanigans and trickery and fraud that is going down on here in Broward County. And the word is, it's a Broward County problem. You all have to fix it.
Okay,
and
so
this is why I am running. This
okay,
is why I am running to
question.
Try to fix it.
Who runs the RNC?
That would be McDaniel, Rona McDaniel.
And what's her story?
I have not reached out to her.
I don't think she knows about what's going on there.
I'm sorry?
She does know there's a lot of shenanigans in Broward County. It's been well known. So does President Trump, but he called them out on it several times.
Exactly.
And
it's corrupt. Nobody gives a shit because they're all corrupt, and it's just corrupt. Is that basically what it is?
That is it in a 100% nutshell, and this is one of the things,
okay.
and one of the reasons why I'm running, because we got to clear up this. These are Democrats in Republican clothing, and you know Richard lied.
I saw that.
He's lied.
Yeah. I see that all the time.
And we can't rock a boat because
yeah.
President Trump is running. For re-election, and we don't want to destroy the Republican Party because the Democrats will use it, and we certainly don't want Joe Biden. Boy,
oh, absolutely not. No,
okay.
Sharma. But the other
okay.
thing is,
what,
let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. No, what I was going to say is that we were looking for the financials for Breck, and on the clerk of court, the only on the SOE through the clerk of court was only from 2007. And there were a couple of us that were searching for the last 3 days, where are these records? Where's the reports? And then imagine this, you two, this morning, 2018, was magically put on there. Magically.
Really? See, you're
I'm not lying.
The phone.
Wait, start. Let your listeners know. One thing about me is you'll never question my integrity or my honesty because one thing by telling the truth is you don't have to remember what I said. And my opponent's live bank and his database is about ready to explode because it's too full of lies.
So he'll go to jail.
Yeah, you said,
I know they don't do anything. I mean,
I'm so passionate about our country. I'm so passionate about our country. I've been an avid Trump supporter from day one when he was walking down the escalator. I was the first openly gay Republican to support the president. Richard DiNapoli supported Jeb Bush. And he never lied that he's putting out. I've supported President Trump from day one. Richard DiNapoli would not know what the truth is if it was hit to him in the
face.
Hey,
are you guys going to have a debate?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I've reached out to Richard 3 or 4 times to have a debate, but he's afraid because he cannot defend all the lies and the corruption that he has done.
So why doesn't Brett
have a debate? That's another question. That's another failure. Why are they not bringing the candidates and bring this out? You know?
Okay, I know we reached out over the last few days, especially with the emails I was getting, to try and get everyone to come on the show. And so we could put this to bed, and so far not one called in, which means all cowards. Go ahead.
Like I said, he's lied many, many times. He ran for Palm Beach Commission and said he lived in Wellington, and he actually lives in Hollywood. He filled out an application for an appointment from Governor DeSantis, and he lied on that, and Governor DeSantis will never appoint him to any position.
He's a chronic liar.
It is a very good thing. But why do these people in Broward County keep reelecting? They refuse to hear the truth.
Because they're rhinos. They're Democrats, and the Democrat Party is corrupt.
Look,
you have people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Andrew, did you take a look what happened when Bob Sutton was in charge? We had about 400 people here at Take. Now we're down to 100-something, and then they went up to a little over 200 because they're going to try and vote out George and Mattis and others come in December.
Well, that's because he laundered money.
Right.
And that's a whole nother issue. What I'm talking about, I had friends that went down to the Breck office in Lauderdale by the Sea on Commercial Avenue at 3 or 4 different times throughout the day, different times a day. That office is closed during primary season, election season. They're paying Laura Cooley thousands of dollars.
That office should be offered to help the local county, especially in that area, CD-22, and they need to be offered to help all four candidates. Reason why no one from Breck showed up yesterday was because Breck doesn't recognize Scott Newmark and his group at all. And there's an ongoing fight between the two of them. And Scott's speech yesterday basically said the same thing on the reverse end. He literally attacked Breck for not showing up for the CD-22 forum. And
right.
I saw the video, and I agree with that. The thing is, Breck supposed to support the local candidates, not the national campaign. The national campaign has its own financial support group, like Buck is involved with, among others, where they handle that. Breck's primary function is to build a ground game for local candidates, which will expand to the, which also work together with the federal campaigns. But Breck doesn't do that. People like you, people like Darlene Swaffer and Jesse Melton and Jim Gruden and Fran Flynn and others in 22 could have used their ground game. People like Carlos Spaulding could use the ground game where her signs are being attacked and ripped up. People like Russell White could have used the support. and things of that nature. And the young lady that's running in 24, all of these people need support. And we need to actually have campaigns, like you started, of people actually running in seats that, so we can challenge these people. Same thing with the Board of Elections. Same thing with the Board of Education, and the commissioners there, and the courts and everything else. We need people to stand up, and with 250,000 Republicans, it's hard. I stood up when I ran for sheriff, I'm working with Wayne Clark now. But the thing is, we can't have these people. Wayne Clark don't have the money he needs to be Tony or Scott Israel's done, because he's with COVID-19 and with pneumonia, and he's gone. This campaign basically is over. But everything else, we need to actually have an organization that's going to be there for the Republican Party here in Broward. It's a joke. We get 100 people at the meeting place, and the Democrats who use the same meeting place get 300, 400, 500 people. This is ridiculous.
Right. Now, you brought up something that I want to address real quick about funding, and Wayne Clark's a great candidate. I have to shout out for Kathleen McBreen. She is running for Supervisor of Elections, and she is the absolute best candidate to go into the SOE and get that cleaned out, because she was an investigative banker on fraud, and she was in Chicago. She went from one corrupt city to Fort Lauderdale, another corrupt city. But I needed to shout out to her, because it's very, very important that she get elected. Now, you were talking about, fundraising and campaigns and things like this. This state committee man position is a non-paid position. You do it because of the love of country and love. And my opponent is spending between $50,000 and $100,000. Why? Because it's all about I, Richard, I'm Michelle, I. They have no conception of what the word team membership means. I work as a team, and, I don't have a boatload of money. And going back to the 2016 Trump and Clinton election, Clinton outspent Trump, and then Trump won. And I have a very strong feeling that's what's going to happen with me. So, and if anybody would like to help me, my website's www.brett4florida.com.
Not to knock you and not to give you any service about your campaign, but if you do not win the primary, I would suggest you run for the head of BRAC.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You would do a really, really, really great job.
Well, thank you.
We need to have somebody different than George Morales, because George Morales doesn't stand up to DiNapoli. He's like DiNapoli.
Why? What does Richard DiNapoli have on? What's the blackmail going on between these two?
I have no idea. I got to
tell your listeners this. As president of the Log Cabin Republicans, we have to, every 2 years, I think, renew our chapter or whatever with the state. And I tried to give my application to Lauren at a president's meeting in December. She refused to take it. So then I went to the Breck meeting in January and saw her again. She said, no, give it to Richard. So I gave Richard our club charter, my Breck membership, and my precinct forms filled out. I personally handed it to him. He turned around and put it on the desk where he was sitting. And then in the middle of February, I was like, where's our charter? I don't know. It mysteriously disappeared. So then last week, I got a letter written by Richard but sent from George telling me that I cannot use Broward Law Cabin Republican because we are not chartered with the state of Florida. So I go to the state of Florida and confirm that it's not chartered. I then go to the National Law Cabin, and they say, yes, you are chartered, and yes, you are on record as the president of the club. Therefore, I can use Broward Law Cabin Republican. So they were trying to silence me.
Well, well, I'll tell you one thing. Well, DiNapoli knows I go after him on the cases. But Josh Morales knows I went after him for several reasons. One was Runcie. The other is what his wife is doing at the Predators in, as commissioner. She supports Mayor Dean Terrence and the releasing of these Predators. And a young lady got was molested and got killed yesterday. And it's all on her hands over the rape and one of those Predators that she likes to release.
I don't think it'll keep her up nights.
Yeah, and, right. And
but
you know,
speaking
you know,
of
and,
her,
and these are the type of people they are.
And speaking of her, I'm still trying to get the actual documentation, but it's alleged she's being paid $250,000 by the Democrats to work on a special project. After I heard that, at the next BREC meeting, Heather decided, you know, gave a $20,000 check supposedly out of her campaign to BREC. And some of this money
and
is
that
coming
and that money stuff going to local candidates went straight up to Trump campaign, which he doesn't need it. You know, he's outracing everybody by tenfold, basically. The candidates
right.
that Breck's supposed to be supporting supposed to get a piece of that, and they didn't. And that's
I haven't received a dime from Breck, not one dime.
George Morales and Heather Morales.
You need to open Breck's books,
corrupt.
And you need to open his books, and you need to open her books.
There is an FBI investigation going on with that, and the fraud department of Florida.
Yes, I know that. I know that. I urged it. And it was my connections that started it because of that 20,000. But there's other things going on. We also know that it goes directly to Richard DiNapoli too, and all that stuff. I don't know if Michelle Merrill is involved in it or not, but I do know for sure that George and Heather and Richard DiNapoli are.
I hope Eichlich wins.
Yes, and I would like to know why George endorsed Richard publicly and sent out an email to everybody and did not endorse Michelle.
I understand by the bylaws of BREC that as part of the board of BREC, that means the chairman, the secretary, financial, you know, including both committee men and women, none of these officials are supposed to be endorsing any candidate during primary season. They're supposed to be
and
that's part of the oath. And their violation of that's an automatic termination firing. And this goes up to the
really?
State.
Really? Who's doing it? Which
RNC.
Corrupt ones do
so,
rhinos
but,
doing it?
Well,
Jim Reuters will not do it.
Because
they're bedfellows.
McDaniel, she knows of this because the information that you were sent to me and elsewhere was brought up the RNC train right to her desk. And there is now an RNC investigation into BREC. That whole board should be fired any day, and they will be eliminated off the ballot. But unfortunately, because the ballots are already out, they're going to get votes. So you're going to have to basically deal with it.
But I asked.
Let me finish. If they win, and this is right out this Ron DeSantis' desk, and this is the same thing he said to Scott Israel. If Israel wins, or if anyone that's corrupt wins, and that includes anyone in Broward County, he will fire immediately, because as an elected official, he could fire an elected official. It was appointed, a different story. But since these guys all elected, if he finds the corruption in there, or firing for cause, he could do that. That's why Scott Israel was fired, because he was fired for cause, because his policies led to the death of 17 people in Stoneman Douglas, as well as the people that were killed at the International Airport. So that's what that is. Despite his crying, he was fired for cause. Same thing will happen with DiNapoli and Morales' stuff. If the FBI and the fraud division actually find what we think they're going to find, they not only will be fired, even if they win.
And Gregory
they
Tony.
Will be in, and they will be, well, it's a different case, and they will be arrested and put in prison, in a federal pen, not down here in Broward County where the court system is so screwed up. And that's coming out.
Yeah, they're going to put him on a cargo ship and float it in the middle of the ocean and drop an anchor and leave him there.
We need people to run Broward County. It's actually going to energize the Republican base to not be kickbacks and to actually get and support the people locally. It's important.
And we need to get rid of all the rhinos, too. We need true conservatives.
And I am a true conservative, absolutely. Bred, born, and raised a Republican. My grandfather ran for governor of Pennsylvania in 62. And I've been in politics and been a Republican. I've never wavered from my conservative values, my pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and a true constitutionalist. Now, I did send a letter with all the documents to the RPOF, and I also sent it to Governor DeSantis, Chief of Staff Shane Stern, calling for the termination of Mr. Moriarty and to have Richard taken off the ballot and to have any ballots that were sent out declared null and void, new ballots sent out within 10 days. So, you know that's not going to happen,
see about that, but they know there's, I know DeSantis knows there's a federal investigation to Broward. I do know.
Yeah, I do know
we
that
also,
the governor's fully aware
of
what's
census,
going on down here.
Because of
the
census,
the other thing
know
is
that
before,
for redistricting.
Well, that's
and with that in play, we can get rid of some of the seats in Congress with the Democrats.
The thing is, the census all screwed up with the virus. But we are going to have redistricting, and we are going to add at least two seats that we know of. Now, before we let you go, there's two things I need you to do. One, I want your opinion about last night's forum, what you saw in 22.
Be right back.
What I saw. I'm going.
What's your impression?
I don't know. This is my opinion, and I felt bad for Fran Flynn because when you get on stage and you get stage fright, you just can't. You just can't recover from that. I felt bad for that. I think, to be honest, at the end of the day, the cat fight was uncalled for, and. At the end of the day, to be honest, I think my needlepoint leaned toward Darlene Swapper. Either Darlene or Jim would be phenomenal congressional candidates. I can't endorse anybody, but that's how I saw that the two strongest candidates were Darlene Swapper and Jim Pruden. The other two ladies were not.
Did you realize that the questions that were asked during the forum had nothing to do with Congress and had a lot to do with local issues?
And the thing of it is, they didn't ask about their policy issues. And I think Darlene, at the very end of her closing, was talking about one of the bills, turning Florida into a non-right-to-work state, and that was the only legislative answer or comment that was made in the entire night.
Again,
nothing about
that is true, but that is true. But that goes to the state legislature to eliminate a state from being right-to-work or going to right-to-work. It's a state.
It's in a
Can
it's
I
in a
ask
house
you a
bill
question?
That affects 27th state. Absolutely, Sharma.
Well, it's Scarlet. So I'm Scarlet Butler. Yes, it goes with Garland and Gone with the Wind. My parents love the movie. But my question is Wilton Manors opened?
No, it is not. Well, let's wait.
Nothing's opened?
Well, it was open. The bars that served food were open, but the dance clubs were not open. Like
so the retail shops and the salons and all the other businesses, they are not open?
They were, but with the new shutdown, I'm not sure exactly if they're totally shut down yet or not, but I hear that it's coming again.
Well, there is no, okay, there's no total shutdown. Even the mayor of Holiness, he said that he'll do curfew, but he's not going to shut everything down again.
Let me tell you, this virus is so smart. This virus is so smart that comes out between 11 o'clock and 5 o'clock at night. Oh, my goodness, it's such a smart virus. And let me tell you
this.
Yeah,
it only hits the right wing.
Why the hell are they not reporting?
Okay.
It's
all
day
and
only comes out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The other thing.
From 11 to 5.
The other thing I want you to tell my listeners your website where to go to donate, to work with your volunteer and so forth.
And where your events
Thank
are
you
going
to so
be.
I just had a great event on Saturday, and I'm working on another one. And it'll be on my website and also be on my Facebook, which is Andrew R. Brett. My website where you can go and donate, it's www.brettforflorida.com. And my phone number is 954-667-5331. Anybody feel free to call me. I'll be glad to talk to you and tell you the truth about Broward County and the Brett.
Are you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. It's Andrew R. Brett, and Brett Florida is my Facebook.
Are you related to George Brett, the baseball player?
George Brett is my brother, but not the baseball player.
Okay. Damn.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, smart.
I'm sure you get that ask a lot. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Apparently, all these people that you're naming are too scared to come on and debate you. We got to get these people on, and we got to ask some questions, the hard questions. They're scared of the show because we actually call people up and do things besides.
Right.
They get caught. We did that, by the way, we did that to Fran Flynn a few weeks ago. And we did it twice. The first time, she didn't understand anything. The second time, we talked to her for a minute or two, and she actually confirmed, without a doubt, what Jesse was talking about. She admitted it on the show, and we have the tape, and we gave it to various people for investigation. We do have confirmation that she did hire Harvey, and Jesse was 100% correct, just to let you know.
I understand that.
So, all right. The reason why Jessie actually is a fighter, and she's charismatic and energetic, and the reason why she knew the setup question was coming down the line. The last question that Scott posed was that setup question, and she went after with the evidence after Fran Flynn. And some of the stuff she used with my own words, and reproved it to her. Fran Flynn, you said stage fright? I don't think so. She owns plenty of companies, chucking everything out, and she is a Tony Robbins supporter and activist. She knows how to speak in front of people. She was a stage fright. She just got caught. That was it. Just letting you know.
Well,
the best candidate.
I mean,
Darlene Slough was good.
Fran
Darlene Slough
could not have been in business. Yeah,
Fran Flynn could not be in business for 30 years for not being a smart, intelligent woman. Absolutely.
I never said she wasn't smart.
She fell flat on her face last night, unfortunately. So we have actually one candidate running for Broward State Committee man. That's Andrew Brett. I'm number three on the ballot. And I appreciate everybody's vote. Go to my Facebook page. Please donate because I don't have $50,000 to $100,000 that my opponent is wasting.
How'd you get number three on the ballot when your name, last name begins with a B?
Well, I was the first on the ballot. Then Bennett jumped in. And then David Booth, God rest his soul, who was killed tragically in a bicycle-on-bicycle accident. And
why
then
are you breaking up?
What?
Okay. No, you were breaking up on your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. But
that's okay.
So I am number three. Richard is number four. And Bob Sutton is number five. Never in the history have there been so many people running for the state committee man, both for women and men, ever in the history. So that should be telling the Republican voters
we need a conservative.
A whole lot.
We need a conservative.
Exactly.
We need to clean up Broward County here. It's bad.
And, we need true Republican supporters and true DeSantis supporters.
I agree with you.
I
want to thank you for coming
on
the show. Thank you so much. Have a great
evening. Thank you. All right, you too. God bless you. God bless you. United States of America, President Trump, and our great Governor DeSantis. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. His phone was breaking up a lot. I don't know why, but that's okay.
I thought it was maybe us. You know, they hate us.
Yeah, but he was right and everything else. Actually, I'm going to try.
We're going to make a surprise call. Oh, I'm excited.
That's exactly what we're doing.
We're going to do that. And we picked a certain person.
I want to tell you something. Fran Flynn is not ready for prime time. She would be better off.
Dr.
As
Jekyll
a local
and Mr. Hyde. Yappadoodles.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hello.
Is this Mr. Alan Shack?
Who's calling?
This is Joe Gorner from the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. You're live on the air. Can we have a few minutes of your time to talk about things?
Absolutely not. And don't ever call.
Oh, God bless you. Have a great day. Like a true coward, he is running away after he gets caught. What a great thing.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up. He said, absolutely not.
God
bless you. Have a great
day. Dang. Don't ever call again.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I'll play a song for a minute.
He doesn't know what Scarlet is. That would have really
sucked him.
Okay, try another one.
We'll play a song first.
Ooh,
then we'll try again. Hold on.
Play a song.
Turner.
You know how we're not going to back down? We're going to try another number and see if we get another person here.
Another person?
Yeah, another person.
Tune, you
know.
And you know it. We won't back down. We go forward.
I know.
Oh, I don't like that word.
Try one
we
more.
Continue to stomp on the corrupted people.
I want to tell you, I want Denapoli in jail. I have a random address from
I just don't want them to have power.
Durante and his stuff and all
any
that
of
other
it.
Stuff.
I don't want any of them to have power. I want them to just go away. Go home
right.
to your family.
Okay, let's see if we get this person.
Hey, did you know we
here
got a piece of mail the other day in Denapoli and he had his high school picture in it?
Yeah. All right, you
no.
canceled out on that. No. Anyway,
no.
We tried. You know, we
that's
tried
it.
Some.
Move on
you know,
up.
That's it. Yeah, we'll get someone later on for another show. We got another people.
You know, it was interesting the
got,
information
you know,
that he said
minutes, but,
all the corruption in the chain, the corrupted chain
yeah, no,
all the way up. It's disgusting.
No, let me talk about certain things. Over the last couple of days, there were a number of forums. There were two forums done, one by the American Criminal Liberties Union, or better known as the Criminal Union,
ACLU.
Only known as ACLU. And
ACLU.
That was done, and we had Wayne Clark was the actual candidate. He was in there along with eight Democrats.
At least they
and including Scott Israel as well as Sheriff Tony, and I was running the chat room for Wayne Clark. We tag team, and we actually everybody was doing basically doing the race card and all the other stuff, and nothing to do really law and order, law enforcement, protective serve. It's all about. Social justice and all that stuff, and that's not what a police officer or sheriff is supposed to do. They're supposed to protect the community and serve the community. Protecting the community means doing law and order. Serving the community is getting involved with such as the Shop with a Cop, Boys and Girls Club, the outreach programs, the cadet program, police athletic league, and going into the communities, into the schools and stuff, and talk about getting individuals involved with local law enforcement, in this case, the Broward Sheriff's Office. There are many different areas, and as part of the cadet program, among other things. That's, and also at the same time, to discipline and respect and understand right from wrong and basically do certain things, including a health discovery type program where troubled kids can see what their future is if they continue to go down the road their road. So that's the main focus of a sheriff. All these Democrats, all they care about is how fast they get if it's a non-violent crime, let's get them out of jail, how many chances they can get, if they're Black Lives Matter, all that type of stuff. And that's not what a sheriff is supposed to do. A sheriff and its deputies is supposed to protect and serve the whole community. It doesn't matter if black or white, Spanish, Italian, German, Jewish, Catholic. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. You're protecting everyone. And that's part of your job. It's not about color of your skin. If you go down that road, you're not a sheriff anymore. You're a politician and you're racist as a whole.
And that's what these Democrats are. Not one actually took on crime. Not one actually took on values of morals and family entities. They all they care about is catering and bowing and kneeling to a socialist communist organization proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, Black Lives Matter. None of them are qualified to be shell. Not one, except for Wayne Clark. He won the forum on Monday. I won the chat room for him on Monday. We both were in the chat rooms on Tuesday because it was the Plantation Democrat Club and the other Democrat clubs, and they only had a handful of Democrat candidates. And again, not one law and order issue, not about values or morals or bringing up kids or anything else. Scott Israel on both of them double and triple down on the Promise Program and second, third, fourth chances on these kids. If these kids do an adult crime, they should be punished as an adult. And that's the way it is. Scott Israel, by the way, said that if those 17 people that were killed in Stoneman Douglas, if that was done in a Catholic school or some kind of private school, Ron DeSantis would never find them. That is bogus. He's using the race card. Now, maybe it's karma, maybe something else, but Scott Israel is in the hospital with pneumonia and other side effects of COVID-19, and his campaign basically is over because he cannot compete and campaign, and he's done for at least 4 to 6 weeks that passed him through the primary. So he's pretty much finished, which is sad that he's sick, but and great news for the citizens of Broward County because we don't have an incompetent guy running for sheriff. And he is very incompetent.
No, we have another. We have two others.
We got Sheriff Tony that's also in trouble, and he's going to lose. And then we got Al Pollock that's playing card again. And he's also going to lose. This is Wayne Clark's to lose, and he's going to win. And him and I have a deal working, and we're going to make sure that Broward County is safe again and Broward County is legit again. As far as what happened last night, Jesse did win. She stood up. She knew what's coming. She stood up. I prepared her for it. She acted like Ronda Rousey, like I want her to do when she was targeted. I think Scott Newmark set her up. I think that was a Donnelly swap, a friendly thing. But she got none of the questions had to do with Congress at all. See, as a congressperson, it's a federal, you go to D.C. and make federal law. They sponsor
and create
federal legislation that handles federally, follows all 50 states, not just your local district. You fight for your district, but it's got to go within the guidelines of federal. What they were asking questions for all state stuff. Even the last one when talking about right to work and stuff, that's a state issue. What's in D.C. cannot control what state rights are, and you can. And each
what
state
do you
has right to work
from a moderator.
That's what that is. But
okay.
Darlene was good. I admit it, she's really good and she knows her stuff, but she doesn't have the energy or the charisma or the charismatic ability as Jesse does, and she doesn't have Jesse's money. Jesse has outraised everyone, and she's a radical, and she's fighting, and she's doing it right, and they're attacking her yesterday because she is in the lead. Jim Gruden, another one, he's right behind her. He could win this if he stays his ground. And the reason why Fran attacked them, except for Darlene, is because those are the two that she's worried about, not Darlene for some reason. Fran is not in the right position. She should be running for local office, not as a federal office. She needs to stay local. She's not ready for a federal situation. She could be a nice person.
Please, she needs to go back
right?
to her. Her
so anyway, we got four, less than 4 minutes left of the show. I want to thank Andrew Brett for coming on the show. No relation to George, except for his brother.
I'd like to thank Scarlett or Smollett,
thank
or whatever
you.
She was calling you.
Thank you.
But,
and
on Sunday, we have coming on two people, Joe Molina and Darren Aquino. Joe Molina is a question mark. Darren Aquino is running for CD19. He's a friend. I worked with him back in the NYPD days, and he is a good guy. Same thing with Mike Bellotti. We're all in the same group, we all.
Good night, Joe.
Good
night, America.
Good night, Scarlett.
God bless you.
Good night,
MJ.
Everybody.
God bless you, Joe. God bless everyone. I'll be back on Sunday. And remember, my name is Scarlett.
Right.
Good night, Joe.
And remember, people, in order to be honest with others, you have to be honest with yourself. You can't, if you're lying to yourself, you can never move forward. You just got to understand who you are, what you are, and move on. And never punish yourself for something that you have no control over. It's not your fault. Move on with life. Get the help you need and win. God bless you all. God bless the United States. Good night, everyone.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.